This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Brookins in Fort Loramie is the place to be for enjoying some roasted chicken dinners, plus many specialty sandwiches, pizza, and the pork chop special on Saturday nights. Your food is cooked fresh. You see, Dale and Joyce Barhorst have owned and operated Brookins for 11 years, putting their heart and their soul into creating a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is also the ideal space to reserve for family gatherings, birthdays, anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60, and the spacious second floor is open too. With over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go around, there's just no place like Brookins in Fort Loramie at 10 Elm Street and on the web at Brookins-USA.com. That's Brookins, Brookins-USA.com. Need tires or service for your car or truck? M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie is popular for its quality work that will get your vehicle running right.
I know very little about cars, but I have developed a lot of trust and confidence in Jeff Gephardt and his staff at M&A.
Cost is reasonable at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. It's fair and honest.
Comparable or even lower prices than service at other shops.
And more than 1,000 tires are in stock at M&A Muffler and Tires.
At M&A Muffler and Tire, we have a big tire sale you'll never get tired of.
All kinds of brands.
We've got big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, BF Goodrich, Mastercraft, and all major brands of tires.
A really neat service at M&A is free pickup and delivery. It's so convenient.
Total auto and light truck repair at M&A Muffler and Tires, Main Street in Fort Loramie.
Wouldn't take my car anywhere else.
Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt at 800-474-4123. The sale of new and used vehicles is booming at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Thanks in part to the high-tech internet, our business here at Geyer's is reaching out far beyond West Central Ohio.
Todd Geyer says that customers are coming from hundreds and hundreds of miles away.
Recently, an airline pilot from Washington, D.C. flew into Dayton. We picked him up.
Wow.
And he drove back to D.C. in one of our quality pre-owned Ram trucks.
And recently he had a family come all the way up from Nashville, Tennessee to Geyer's.
Yes, we did. That was just last weekend. A guy called and he drove from Nashville up here. Him and his wife picked up a trade-in truck we had here, just what he was looking for, and he drove back the same day.
You are always greeted with a big smile at Geyer's.
My whole family's bought new and used cars at Geyer's. Right people, right place, and right price.
On the web at GAIERSinc.com.
Hello, my name is Maddie Fortman, a senior cheerleader at Fort Loramie High School. You are listening to ScoresBroadcast.com and the exciting basketball action of the Fort Loramie Redskins. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
And thank you so much, Maddie. Hello, everybody. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. It's our first webcast of 2017 here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Welcome back. It's a new year. We've got a busy few days coming up. A game tonight, a game tomorrow night, two on Saturday. This evening, it's a big Shelby County League girls game from here at Fort Loramie. The Fort Loramie Redskins entertain the Jackson Center Tigers. Chuck, my voice is coming back. It's not quite there 100% yet, but at least I'm audible, finally. People can understand me, I think. Should be a fine game tonight. Chuck, Fort Loramie, under head coach Carlos Siegel, has won four in a row, 3-1 in the league. Jackson Center 7-1, dropping its first game this past Tuesday at New Knoxville. Fort Loramie scored an earlier win over New Knoxville. Fort Loramie, Chuck, a team that I think when it lost to Bodkins in game one of the Shelby County League schedule, many fans moved the Fort Loramie girls to the backs of their minds, and here they are riding a four-game victory string and playing very good basketball, including an outstanding win last week over Versailles, 43-39 right here, to knock the Tigers from the ranks of the unbeaten.
Well, they're kind of doing it with Mears right now. I mean, the two were going to be their better players. You counted on Abby Holthouse, but then Marissa Meiring stepped up. She was averaging 11-3 a game, is out for the season with a knee injury. Abby's still not playing. Everybody is stepping up. You look at Rayanne Fry averaging 10-7 a game, 9-4 for Sarah Stang, 7-1 for Taylor Radiman, another freshman. People that wrote Lower Me off early in the season have never watched a Carla Siegel basketball team.
You mentioned Marissa Meiring, just a freshman. Abby Holthouse, a junior. Head coach Carla Siegel, after the start that Meiring had to this campaign, was probably counting on those two young ladies for maybe 18 to 20 combined per outing.
Yep, and rebounding, too. They were both really good rebounders.
Yep. Fort Loramie not generating a lot of points, scored 43 in beating Versailles, was in the 30s in recent victories over St. Henry and New Knoxville. One constant with head coach Carla Siegel's teams, outstanding defense, and it's there again.
Well, they always play outstanding defense, and I think that's going to be one of the keys tonight for Jackson, because I think the couple of games that we've seen the Tigers play, one of the spots that I think they struggle a little bit is ball handling on the perimeter, and it's going to be up to Kennedy Reese and Cassie Meyer tonight to handle the basketball and to not have a bunch of turnovers. If they can get it into a half-court game, then they've got all the size in the world. I think that bodes well for them to win the game. But if Loramie can pressure the guards and get some turnovers and some easy baskets at the other end, I think it's going to be a heck of a game.
Jackson Center Tigers have had balance all year long. Cassie Meyer leads the way at about 10 points a game. Olivia Clark is there, too, at 10 per outing. We've been impressed with Olivia. The junior has come on like gangbusters. Marked improvement since last year. She was a strong player as a sophomore, even better this season. We watched her score 11 earlier this year in a win at Rushi. Alicia Kessler, 6'2 on the inside, with Clark at 6'2, at 14 early on this season against Lima Perry. What has really developed for Jackson Center, Chuck, in the last few games is the three-point shooting and the loss to New Knoxville on Tuesday. Cassie Meyer had three triples. Cameron Elkert had three. Kennedy Reese had a couple. And if they can get the inside-outside game going at the same time, Jackson Center can be very potent.
Well, yeah, Cassie Meyer is as good a basketball player as there is in the area. She's terrific. And then Cameron Elkert, she is a streaky shooter. And if she sets her feet, she can bury threes all day long. And I'm impressed with Kennedy Reese. I thought last year she showed real signs of becoming a good point guard, and she's just gotten better and better as the season's gone on.
You mentioned Cameron Elkert. She popped in 11 versus New Knoxville, 10 in a recent win against New Bremen. Two clubs relying on balanced scoring. I think you hit the nail on the head, Chuck, several minutes ago. Jackson Center needs to get the ball comfortably into the forecourt and run its offense, play 5-on-5, use the height on the interior. And Fort Loramie is simply going to try and disrupt things out of the timeline.
Well, I think Loramie's going to have to run a little bit, because it's going to be tough for them to throw the ball inside against all that size that Jackson throws at you.
Boy, Sarah Stang has really been a mountain of strength for the Fort Loramie Redskins. She has been misconsistent. Fine 16-point game against St. Henry in the win on Tuesday. She had 12 against Versailles. Wow. She's giving head coach Carla Siegel some of the points that Marissa Meiring and Abby Holthouse would have given the team.
Well, Sarah has always been kind of a role player, and now she's been forced to step up and been be kind of a go-to player, and so far she's really handled the pressure.
Rayanne Fry coming off an 11-point game for Fort Loramie versus St. Henry. She had 10 against New Knoxville in the two-point win here by Fort Loramie. She, too, can make the three. She can drive it to the basket. We'll keep an eye on Rayanne Fry. Sometimes she's a barometer, Chuck, as to how well this Fort Loramie team goes.
Well, she shot 54 threes, which is a lot.
Yep.
She has the ability to make them. She's only shooting 28% right now, but they still need her to shoot those for the simple fact that you're not going to get any inside game if you don't have the ability to bring the defense out at you.
Right. A lot at stake here tonight. Jackson Center unbeaten in the Shelby County League with a mark of 3-0. Fort Loramie is at 3-1. Fort Loramie with a victory here tonight. jumps into no worse than a tie for the Shelby County League lead in girls action. Anna is at Botkins tonight. Of course, Botkins would need to win that to vault to 4-1. A Fort Loramie win this evening would produce a 4-1 record for Fort Loramie. Of course, Jackson Center wants to stay on the unbeaten course, 3-0 right now in Shelby County League play. It's still wide open up for grabs, and I haven't even mentioned Rushi, Chuck.
Good way to stay. So far, the best performance that I've seen this year out of a girls' team was Rushi against Botkins.
Yeah, Rushi Raiders are 9-1 overall. Only loss at home, a 5-point setback to Jackson Center. Raiders have won 9 times in 10 tries this year, 2-1 in Shelby County League play. Rushi is on the road at Fairlawn tonight, and we've got Fairlawn at Rushi girls action Saturday afternoon. Tip off at 2:30. Did I say Fort Loramie at Rushi?
You said Fairlawn.
I'm sorry. Rushi's at Fairlawn tonight. Fort Loramie is at, or I should say Rushi. I'm sorry. I'll try again. Fort Loramie's at Rushi on Saturday.
There you go.
Tip off 2:30 on the web online at 2:10 on Saturday afternoon. That could very well be a battle between 2-1 loss teams in the Shelby County League on Saturday afternoon. So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com, including these three Fort Loramie game underwriting sponsors: Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, customer service with a smile since 1922. M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman at Tom Jerry's, on the web at tomjerrys.com, TOMJERRYS.com. And gratitude to these anchor underwriting sponsors: American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, Sydney Body Car Star, 175 North Stolly in Sydney, and Troy Body Car Star, 15 South Kings Chapel in Troy. U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the very best local sports page coverage around. These additional underwriting sponsors: Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville, generation after generation of great service. The Bluffton University MBA program, finish in 2 years, go one night a week. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place quite like it. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney, what's your favorite thing? John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. John gives you his best shot. Primary Eye Care Associates in Sydney, Troy, Fort Loramie, St. Paris, and Jackson Center. Take a good long look at Primary Eye Care on the web at primaryeyecare.org. Sydney Car Care, South 4th in Sydney, between the drive-in and the hospital. Fair price, fast service. Sydney Car Care, 492-9495. These Rushi sponsors, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum, which came on board with us on scoresbroadcast.com last March during the basketball tournament, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum. These Anna sponsors, Adams Tech Solutions with on-time high-tech computer solutions, and Wells Brothers, Inc., which has grown to include 8 expanding divisions. Fort Loramie Redskins warming up down to our left. Jackson Center Tigers to our right. Schedule, Chuck, really starts to heat up now. Only a handful of teams have played double-digit games up through January 1. So teams will be playing twice weekly now for the next 4 or 5 weeks. I think maybe Botkins is an exception to that. The boys and girls have played 9 or 10 games through December. But, again, Chuck, Jackson Center wants to push it up and down the floor, get the ball down inside before Fort Loramie gets his good defense set up. Meanwhile, the Redskins want to make life difficult for Jackson Center out at the timeline.
and not allow the Tigers to use their height, which gave Fort Loramie a lot of difficulty in the early season loss to Butkus.
Well, and I think one of the things that Fort Loramie likes to trap at half court, I think the size of Jackson kind of inhibits that a little bit.
Right.
I think they might be putting more pressure, man-to-man pressure on them full court.
Mm-hmm. We've got starting lineups coming up next, plus the opening tip on scoresbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274.
What do customers say about Sydney Body Car Star? Do not waste your time going anyplace else. At Sydney Body Car Star, we repair all makes and models of cars and work closely with most insurance companies. Sydney Body Car Star offers towing assistance and rental car service. Accidents happen. Relax, we'll take it from here. Car Star, North America's auto body repair experts. Sydney Body Car Star at 175 Stolly in Sydney. Phone 937-492-4783.
My name is Riley Jackson, a sophomore cheerleader at Jackson Center High School. You are listening to scoresbroadcast.com and the exciting basketball action of the Jackson Center Tigers. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system.
Our pregame underwritten in part thanks to the In-Between, from which you just heard moments ago, the In-Between just south of Bodkin's, where the food is not in-between, it's out of this world. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee back here at Fort Loramie. The first of two meetings here tonight between Jackson Center and Fort Loramie. Of course, Chuck, the last time these two clubs met was in the regional finals a year ago at Vandalia Butler. And Jackson Center upset Fort Loramie. Jackson Center Lady Tigers played their best basketball game of the year and went on to the state tournament to represent the Shelby County League in the Final Four in Girls Division Four.
I would bet you that's been mentioned a couple of times in practice the last few days.
Starting five for the Jackson Center Tigers, just introduced, Kennedy Reese, 5'5", junior, at guard, with Cameron Elkert, a 5'3", senior, Cassie Meyer, a 5'8", senior, on the perimeter. On the interior, Olivia Clark, 6'2", a junior, and Alicia Kessler, 6'2", and a senior. Opening five for the Fort Loramie Redskins. Rayanne Fry at guard, 5'5", a senior. Caitlin Lukey at a wing, 5'6", and a senior. Sarah Stang at a forward, 5'9", a senior. Taylor Ratterman, 5'5", freshman at guard. And Hattie Meyer on the outside, 5'5", and a junior. Fort Loramie Redskins in the home white, black numbers outlined in red. Red and black stripes down the sides of the shirts and shorts. Jackson Center in the road, black from top to bottom. Orange numerals outlined in white. And white Tigers across the front, highlighted in orange. And we're all set to go for the opening tip as Clark steps in against Stang. Fort Loramie with a decided height disadvantage in this game tonight, especially on the inside. Kessler and Clark, the two tallest players on the floor here this evening, both at 6'2", and Jackson Center, as expected, gets the opening tip-off. It's Kennedy Reese up ahead to Cameron Elkert. To Reese, lobbing down inside to Kessler. Kessler powers to the rim. Fort Loramie defended it nicely. Got a fingertip on the shot, and then the loose ball rebound results in a tie-up. And Fort Loramie gets the possession arrow.
Chuck, Stang got a piece of the shot and then tied her up on the rebound.
Right there, Chuck.
symbolistic of Fort Loramie's play in these four straight wins. A lot of grit and determination. Here is Fort Loramie shooting a long three from the right side of the floor. It is missed on the play by Ratterman. Long rebound comes down to Jackson Center. Cassie Meyer, head of the key, outside the arc on the left to Elkert. Elkert picked up 25 feet away by Ratterman. Dribbling into the short corner goes Elkert. Throws to Clark in the corner. Look at that move. Across the paint by the big 6'2 lady. No good. Off to the right. And Fort Loramie snares the rebound. Already Jackson Center's gotten the ball in tight, but it's misfired. Fort Loramie outside the arc. It's Meyer being checked by Reese 25 feet away. Near side to Lupke. Left corner, Ray and Fry. Picked up by Elkert. Now out to near midcourt. Meyer's got it to Lupke. They double her. She's hemmed in. Deep left corner of the floor and Jackson Center swipes it. Nice play by Kennedy Reese. Loops it out to Elkert. Elkert against Lupke into the right corner. Throws to the trailer Reese. Foul line Kessler. She spins. Whistle blows. Foul. Reach in against Fort Loramie.
They're going to call that on Ratterman, and it was a correct call. She just got herself stuck in the wrong spot.
No one scored a point yet in the first minute and a half. Jackson Center inbounding below the rim. Meyer lobs out near midcourt. Kennedy Reese stabs it. She's guarded there by Meyer. Kennedy picks up her dribble, goes near side to Cassie Meyer, who's got 2-4 on her back. Cross court to Kennedy, baseline left to Kessler. Skips it near side to Elkert. Now to Meyer. Very stingy man-to-man defense by Fort Loramie. Here's an inside pass to the post intended for Clark. She can't hang on. Stolen by Fort Loramie. Then the Redskins toss it out of bounds, trying to hustle down the floor against the Tiger defense, and we're still stuck at zip-zip. We've played 2 minutes.
Not a real good offensive start by either team.
Who's favored by a real low-scoring game, Chuck? Who do you think?
I think Fort Loramie's favored in a low-scoring game.
Mm-hmm. Elkert's got the ball. Elbow on the left for Jackson Center. Cameron sends it back out to Cassie Meyer. Right now, Lupke is signed to Meyer, 25 feet away. Cassie puts it on the deck. Dribble drive down the lane. A wraparound pass inside for Kessler. It's too hot to handle. Goes out of bounds.
Was a heck of a pass, and Kessler just didn't have her hands ready that time.
0-0, 5:40 left to go, opening quarter. Patty Meyer to midcourt for Fort Loramie. Signals play number two. She's greeted there by Kennedy Reese. Patty veers off to the right. Now goes to Lupke outside the arc on the left. Now to Rayanne Fry, left corner. Around her defender. Banks up a runner. In, out, no good. Defensive foul against Jackson Center. And Rayanne Fry's got two shots coming.
Coach Siegel is real happy with the pace right now.
Yep, Jackson Center is not getting the ball off the glass and getting it down the floor in a hurry. And Fort Loramie's taking time off the clock each possession. Rayanne Fry sinks the free throw. Second one in the air, yes, as well. Jackson Center made 2 of 10 free throws on Tuesday. Meanwhile, Fort Loramie's been shooting fouls at a 75% clip lately.
Well, you were telling me that Cassie Meyer missed 4 late in the game, which is absolutely not like her.
Nope. Intercepted pass. Jackson Center went cross court. It is nailed on the play by Meyer. Meyer delivers to Rayanne Fry outside the arc to Ratterman. Now to Meyer between the rings. Sarah Stang posting up low on the right. Meyer dribbles outside the arc on the left. Around the top of the circle to Fry, who tries to hit Ratterman backdoor play. Intercepted by Kennedy Reese. Still no field goals in this game. We've played over 3 minutes. Here's Clark barreling in from the right wing for Jackson Center. She's fouled at the rim, and she's awarded two.
I like the way Clark is going to the basket tonight. She's very aggressive.
Well, she's about as light on her feet, Chuck, as any 6'2 young lady we've seen play this year. She's got bounce in her step.
I remember watching her as a freshman on the JV team thinking, you know, there's potential. She's turned into a good ball player.
Free throw, Olivia Clark, short, no good. Jackson Center's doldrums at the line continue. Check Fort Loramie's foul shooting percentage numbers, Chuck. I know it's been excellent lately, well over 70%.
They're shooting 63
on the year.
On the year, but they've got Stang at 77% and Ratterman at 70% and Fry at 91%.
And here lately it's been over 70. Well, Olivia Clark missed the second foul shot as well. It circled the iron twice, came out, and Fort Loramie snatched the rebound. Here's Addie Meyer between the rings. Fort Loramie up 2-0. We played 3.5 minutes. No field goals yet in this game. And to reiterate what Chuck said, this is the pace that Fort Loramie's head coach Carlos Siegel likes. Here's a fine pass down inside by Fort Loramie to Stang. First shot deflected. Got it back. Knocked away by Jackson Center's size. And the Tigers come down the floor with it. Here's Meyer lobbing down inside to Kessler. Oh, a good throw by Meyer. She pitched it over the top of two defenders. Kessler caught it, laid it in, and timeouts called by Jackson Center after the made goal, the first one of this contest. We're tied at 2, 4:08 to go, opening quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
Redskins ball out of bounds to our right. That last time out, coach, or I should say, yeah, former coach,
Chuck
coach. McBee, was called by Jeff Reese, head coach of Jackson Center. Why at that point in time?
Well, I think he was just wanted them to settle down a little bit.
And get focused on defense here now. Game tied at 2. Deep in the right corner, Ratterman's got the ball. The freshman drives below the rim, and it's flicked away by Jackson Center. Here's Reese darting down the floor, and a hooking foul against Fort Loramie at the timeline. 2-2, 3:49 to go, first quarter.
Hunter Bargy's checked into the game. He's a 5'11 senior, giving Sarah Stang a little bit of a rest.
Yep, Hunter on the floor. 12th grader guarding Alicia Kessler at the moment, who stands at 6'2. Meyer head of the key for Jackson Center, throws to Reese. Reese tries to lob over the top of Bargy for Kessler, off her fingertips and out of bounds.
That's where you take a dribble or two and improve your passing angle. I don't think they can stop that if they do that. That was too tough of a pass.
Kessler's got the only field goal in this game. We're tied up at 2 each. Couple foul shots for Rayanne Fry for Fort Loramie. 3.5 to go in the opening period. Between the rings, it's Ratterman, guarded by Reese, 25 feet away. Right side to Fry. Fry wants to drive, can't. Elkert's on her. Ball reversed, left side to Lupke around Kessler. She's boxed into the baseline, stumbles, and walks with the ball. Good defense played by both clubs, making it challenging for each team to penetrate and score.
Well, the size advantage that Jackson has, it could also be a disadvantage on the defensive end if you're playing man-to-man.
Mm-hmm. Here's Reese, left corner to Elkert for Jackson Center. She's got to get rid of it. She's picked up her dribble, and at the last second, throws it off the hip of Rayanne Fry out of bounds. Jackson Center will re-enter far side of the floor. Down to 2:54 left, opening period. Still a 2-2 game. Only one bucket tallied so far. Inbounds pass, punched out of bounds, far side by Fort Loramie. Jackson Center's Cassie Meyer triggers again. It goes into Kennedy Reese, back to Cassie. Cassie dribbling, backs her defender down, fadeaway jump shot, foul line, too hard. Struggle for the rebound on the inside, and grappling for it for Fort Loramie is Brooke Ratterman, a 5'11 junior in off the bench. Tie up, arrow favors the Tigers, who keep it below the rim. Taylor Ratterman out for Fort Loramie. Cassie below the basket, flips to Elkert, left corner, and she rotates on top, picked up by Rayanne Fry. Cameron, 30 feet out, bounce pass near side, goes on the play to Vanessa Winter, who's in now for Jackson Center. No, I should say Kristen Ware on the court, a 5'11 senior. Holding the ball high overhead is Kessler, top of the circle. Fort Loramie's defense very sticky. Lob, low post left to Meyer. Flips it back out to Reese, who arches up an 18-footer. Air ball way short. Rebound for Loramie. Ball looped out ahead to Fry. Game tied at 2. Down inside it goes to Bargy. Outside jump shot thrown up there and missed on the play by Sarah Stang. Off the rim. Ricochets right to Cassie Meyer of Jackson Center. still 2-2. And we've got a minute 48 to go in the first quarter. Only one field goal scored so far. Out high, it's Kessler. Kessler goes near side to Ware. Ball high overhead for Kristen. Left side to Meyer. Jacks up a three. Hits the back flange, no good. Strong rebound low to the right. Taken down by Stang of Fort Loramie. Angle pass up the floor to Fry. Pulls up and missed the 15-footer off the back brace. Rebound down to Ware of Jackson Center with a minute 20 left in the first. Still a 2-2 deadlock. Meyer left side to Reese for Jackson Center. Coming out to catch is Kessler. Meyer posts up down inside. Let's see if the Tigers try to get it to her. Outside the arc on the right, it is Ware. Throws to Meyer. At the elbow on the left, in and out on the jumper. The line drive shot dipped below the rim and snapped out. And Fort Loramie yanked down the rebound with 50 seconds to go in the first quarter. Fort Loramie without a field goal so far. Jackson Center has the game's only made basket. Fry, a shot fake, top of the circle, deflected by Elkert. Fry gets it back. 38 seconds to go. Lupke loops near side to Meyer. Hedging out high is Reese. Meyer gives it up foul line to Stang. Shot fake enters the lane all the way to the rim. Layup is good. Nicely done by Sarah Stang. Well, she showed the ball well that time, put it on the floor, took it right to the rim. 4-2, Fort Loramie. 18 seconds to go first quarter. Cassie Meyer at midcourt. Bolts to the top of the key. Spins back out. Down to 11 to go. Meyer still bouncing. Picked up by Lupke on top. Now they shade toward Meyer with two players. 2 seconds left in the period. Quick three try. Elkert wide right. No good. Excellent defense by Fort Loramie over the last 20 seconds of the opening quarter and throughout the entire first period. Good D by both clubs, in fact. 4-2 Redskins after one on scores.broadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass. AAGIncOH.com.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Thanks so much to these Fort Loramie game sponsors, Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, customer service with a smile since 1922, M&A, Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie, a tire sale you'll never get tired of, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman. On the web at TomJerrys.com. Well, Fort Loramie gets the second quarter off with a bang as Rayanne Fry drills a three ball from the deep right side of the floor to give Fort Loramie a 7-2 lead over Jackson Center with 30 seconds gone in quarter number two. Jackson Center continues to be stymied by this Fort Loramie defense. At the elbow on the left, high post, Olivia Clark arches up a jumper for Jackson Center. It's no good off the heel. Rebound Fort Loramie. Here's Rayanne Fry scurrying down the floor. Can't stop in time and drags the pivot foot.
Yeah, she needed to jump stop. That's what she could do. If you take it deeper than the free throw line, you got to make sure you jump stop.
Jackson Center Tigers with one field goal in 9 minutes. That by Alicia Kessler. Fort Loramie's trademark under head coach Carlos Siegel, defense, especially so this year. Redskins without potent scorers in ninth grader Marissa Myring and junior Abby Holdhouse. And Fort Loramie getting it done with very good D. Here's Cameron Elker, top of the circle for Jackson Center. Defender falls down, and she hoists up a triple, short, no good, hit the rim, ricocheted into the corner to Hattie Meyer, up to Rayanne Fry, back to Hattie. 6:30 left to go, second quarter, 7-2 Fort Loramie. Near side pass to Fry. Little pick and roll with Stang. popped up into the air by Cameron Elkert of Jackson Center, and she steals. Elkert up the floor for the Tigers, who are down 7-2, 6:20 left in the second. Reese, near side pass, Elkert. Coming out to catch is Ware, foul stripe. Now to Clark, elbow on the left. Now to Reese, 25 feet away. Kennedy bounces once, twice, goes left side to Elkert. Slung near side to Meyer. She hurls up a triple, no good, hard, off the back rim. Struggle for the rebound, low on the left. It's ruled out of bounds off Fort Loramie.
Boy, the effort's still there. I just really like the way Fort Loramie's playing.
Defense is tenacious, extremely scrappy. And Jackson Center, despite the height advantage, has only gotten a couple of shots down inside. The perimeter one's not falling at all for the Tigers. Cassie Myers got the ball deep left corner. Picked up there by Lupke. Caitlin's got that assignment in this game. Like glue on Cassie Meyer. It goes to Elkert, back to Cassie. She's doubled, baseline right. Hemmed in, can't go. Feeds the cutter, Clark down the lane. Left wing, Kennedy Reese. Shoots it, 16-footer, rolling off. Rebound though, Kessler. Tigers still have it. Out back to Reese again. Baseline left, Clark. Clark bounces, ducks under, doesn't shoot from the mid post. Feeds it back out on the arc to teammate Cameron Elkert. 5:21 to go, second quarter. Fort Loramie fans continue to applaud the Redskin defense. Now Cassie Meyer breaks it down with a drive toward the rim. It's strong, high off the glass, no good. Rebound Redskins. Bad pass in backcourt, Meyer steals. Reverse left-hand layup, won't go. Rebound Clark in the lane for Jackson Center. She's hacked on the arm. 5:02 to go, second quarter. 7-2, Fort Loramie. You heard me right.
Yeah, Cassie Meyer made that a lot harder shot than it had to be. She could have gone up on the same side she had the ball.
A couple free throws here for Olivia Clark of Jackson Center, which has scored 2 points, one field goal in the game, that by Alicia Kessler. Foul shot, Olivia, swish, she's got it, making amends for having missed a pair earlier. Sarah Stang on the floor for Fort Loramie. Sarah at 5'9", Brooke Ratterman 5'11" in. Meyer, Taylor Ratterman, Lupke, round out to five for the Redskins. Second free throw, Olivia Clark got it as well. 7-4, Fort Loramie, 5:02 left in the first half. Redskins methodically to midcourt. It's Hattie Meyer on the bounce, picked up by Kennedy Reese. Meyer angles left, goes to Lupke. Lupke, 25 feet away, dart to the foul line, gives it up right corner to Stang, back out to Hattie Meyer. Meyer dribbles with the left, goes near side to Ratterman. Taylor's checked there by Cassie Meyer. Top of the key, Hattie Meyer, left corner, Taylor Ratterman. She motions, now reverses the ball to the right. Ratterman starts to drive, bounce pass left corner to Hattie Meyer, back on top to Taylor Ratterman. Down to 4:20 left to go in the first half. 7-4, Fort Loramie. Here's Lupke, 25 feet away on the right. Starts a drive, stops at the elbow, goes to Meyer. Backdoor cut to Sarah Stang. Short jumper missed. Rebound taken down by Cassie Meyer. Meyer for Jackson Center with 4 minutes to go in the first half. Tigers with one bucket in this game. Outside the arc on the left to Cameron Elkert. Fort Loramie's got, what, just two?
I was going to say, there's only three mid-made in the game, so.
Defense has been superb. Good shots at a premium. Here is Jackson Center. Outside the arc, it's Cassie Meyer. A lob pass down into Kessler over the top of three Redskins. Alicia caught it and laid it in. She's got two buckets on the interior for Jackson Center, which has cut Fort Loramie's lead to 7-6. Here's Stang getting the cross-court pass for Fort Loramie. She dives into the lane, leaves it short, no good. Rebound on the deck. Kennedy Reese comes out of there with it. Spurts down the floor for the Tigers. All the way to the rack, high off the glass. Aaron shot, no good. Rebound Kessler, long. It comes down to Taylor Ratterman of Fort Loramie. 3:13 to go, first half, 7-6. Redskins up a point. Four straight have been scored by Jackson Center. Outside the arc on the right, it's Hattie Meyer. Defender backs away. Hattie triggers the three. It hit the rim, bounced high off the shot clock. It's out of bounds to Jackson Center.
Well, I tell you, the shooting's as cold as the temperature is outside.
Yep. Yeah, I'm not sure that the shooting percentage is any higher than what the wind chill factor right now.
Yeah, it's not very good.
2:50 left to go till halftime. 7-6 our score. Fort Loramie up a point. Outside the arc on the right. Ball being handled by Vanessa Winter, is in now for Jackson Center. Vanessa's in off the bench. 5'8 senior. She is our locale equipment spotlight performer here at the halftime coming up for Jackson Center. And we've got a violation out near midcourt. Referee Wortman calls what, a double dribble?
It was a double dribble. She caught the ball off the dribble and then dribbled it.
2.5 to go in the first half, 7-6 Fort Loramie. Bounce pass right corner, Rayanne Fry. Top of the key, Hattie Meyer. Near wing, Lupke. Bullet pass, baseline left to Rayanne Fry. Turnaround jumper, hit the rim, no good. Hunter Bargie's got the ball off the glass, and she is walloped on the arm. Two free throws for her. Good offensive rebound by Hunter Bargie right there, Chuck.
Yeah, she's got the size.
5'11".
5'11 senior.
Strokes the free throw, short, no good. Still 7-6. Fort Loramie up one. 2:23 left in the first half. Not first quarter.
Yeah.
But again, as Chuck noted earlier, the pace of the game, the low scoring element of this game, all favoring Fort Loramie. Second free throw, Bargie, got it. 8-6, Redskins up two. Quickly, Cameron Elkwood, forecourt left for Jackson Center. And she launches a three right away. It's way too hard. Rebound down to Fort Loramie. On the run, it's Lupke. Up the floor to Hattie Meyer. Meyer between the rings. Left side, Lupke. They clear out for her. She drives. She's down in among the trees. Shot blocked. Taken away by Kessler of Jackson Center. Very good defense. Back court to Reese. Here comes Jackson Center down but two.
It's like trying to shoot the ball over the Empire State Building right there.
Deep left corner with the ball is Winter for Jackson Center. Holds the ball high over her head, and Stang gets both palms on the top of the leather. It results in a tie-up. Jackson Center does keep it. Baseline left. Elkert will trigger. Nope, she steps off the floor in favor of Cassie Meyer. Having checked in for Jackson Center, Miranda Hickey, 5'9 senior, on the court now.
Chloe Stang has checked in for Fort Loramie. She's a sophomore.
Chloe had a five-point game just a couple weeks ago off the bench. Inside pass, Jackson Center. Hickey with a twirling move in the paint. Shot off to the left, no good. Tie up on the rebound. This time, Fort Loramie gets it. Well, both teams trying to pack it in on defense, especially Fort Loramie, and Jackson Center can't get a shot in that congestion in the paint. 8-6 Redskins. Minute 23 left to go first half. Outside the arc on the right, it's Stang. Down to Radham in between the circles. Taylor's got the ball for Fort Loramie. Right side pass, Stang. Weaves out high to Bargie. Right side, Rayanne Fry. Foul stripe, Stang. Now Lupke, elbow on the left. Skips it cross court to Hunter Bargie. She puts it on the deck, gives it back to Taylor Radiman. 1 minute to go, second quarter. 8-6 Fort Loramie. Here's Taylor Radiman, about 10 steps behind the head of the key. Fires in the right corner to Lupke. Back to Taylor. Deep left corner, Rayanne Fry steps back and banks in a three ball. My goodness, I don't think Rayanne meant to do that, but she'll take it. She's got two triples in this game. And it's 11-6 Fort Loramie. A five-point lead is enormous in this contest, Chuck.
Well, in this day of the ATM, the bank is always open.
28 seconds to go first half. Kessler posts up in the paint for Jackson Center. Missed an eight-footer in front. It hit the heel, kicked away to Fort Loramie. Jackson Center can't buy a shot. Here's Taylor Radiman between the rings for Fort Loramie. Picks up her dribble. Goes to Bargie, 11 seconds to play, first half. Bargie drives, baseline right, and rimmed the shot as she was fouled. Oh, the roof might have come off this place had that gone down.
Yep.
Vanessa Winter picked up the foul for Jackson Center with 8.6 to go in the first half, and Fort Loramie up five.
It's Chloe Stang at the line.
I said Hunter Bargy by mistake. It's Chloe.
31 and 21.
Free throw rattled out. No good.
They had outlaw ponytails.
Yeah, Chloe had five off the bench to help Fort Laramie beat New Knoxville. 38-36. Second foul shot by Chloe. This for Fort Laramie's 12th point. In the air. No good again. Oh, weak side rebound on the left. Missed on the play by the Redskins, but stuck in by Brooke Ratterman. Oh, a big offensive board. A second left and a half, and Jackson Center gets to midcourt, but can't get a shot off. Fort Laramie's defense has thwarted Jackson Center in this contest through two quarters, and the Lady Redskins lead the Tigers 13-6 at halftime on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, market in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
What makes the taste of Frisch's onion rings so colossal? Well, we start with the biggest, best onions. Farm-grown colossal onions. We slice them to just the right thickness, then hand-bread them fresh, never frozen, and fry them to a delicious golden brown. It's the only way to make sure you get that signature snap in every bite. At Frisch's Big Boy, we wouldn't do it any other way.
What do customers say about Sydney Body Car Star? Do not waste your time going anyplace else. At Sydney Body Car Star, we repair all makes and models of cars and work closely with most insurance companies. Sydney Body Car Star offers towing assistance and rental car service. Accidents happen. Relax, we'll take it from here. Car Star, North America's auto body repair experts. Sydney Body Car Star at 175 Stolly in Sydney. Phone 937-492-4783.
Good vision starts with healthy eyes. Primary Eye Care Associates encourages you to have a comprehensive vision and eye health exam periodically, even if no symptoms of a problem exist.
We recommend that parents of young children bring their babies to Primary Eye Care Associates for their first exam between 6 and 12 months of age. This visit is free of charge through a special public health program called Infant C.
Dr. Karen Fortman is one of 8 outstanding doctors of optometry at Primary Eye Care Associates.
And we want to ensure that school-age children have normal visual development, too. They must meet the demands of the classroom and the activities and sports that they play.
For your convenience, no matter what age, Primary Eye Care has locations in Sydney, Fort Laramie, Jackson Center, Troy, and St. Paris.
Continued eye care is important for adults, too. We want to keep your eyes healthy for as long as you live. Primary Eye Care wants you to see your best, look your best, and feel your best.
Your Primary Eye Care team of over 50 associates is available weeknights and Saturday mornings.
We're committed to caring for your vision and eye health for your lifetime.
Visit us online at primaryeyecare.org.
This is scoresbroadcast.com, scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McPhee here at Fort Laramie. Fort Laramie Redskins lead the Jackson Center Tigers 13-6. You heard me correctly. Fort Laramie up 7, Jackson Center with only 6 points at the halftime break. Chuck, two field goals, that's it for Jackson Center in 2 periods.
Well, yeah, Alicia Kessler has them both, and then Olivia Clark made 2 free throws. So you got those, your 6 points, 4 for Alicia, 2 for Clark. On the other side, Rayanne Fry has hit 2 threes and a couple of free throws. She has 8, and then it drops down to 2 for Brooke Ratterman, 2 for Sarah Stang, and 1 for Hunter Bargy. It really has not been an outstanding offensive show by either team. Laramie surprisingly has a 15-13 rebounding advantage. Jackson 6-3 on the offensive boards. Fort Laramie's turned the ball over 7 times. Jackson Center's turned it over five times. 3 of 6 from the line for the Redskins. 2 of 4 for Jackson. They scored 2 and 4. They have 6 points at the half. That's amazing. Loramie scored 4 and 9, 13 to 6 at the half.
Our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Chuck, I sent Fort Loramie head coach Carlos Siegel an email after the Redskins defeated Versailles. Major upset. Versailles was unbeaten coming into that game. We couldn't be here. I had no voice, was sick. And I noted in an email message to Carla, I said, congratulations on the fact that your club is digging so deeply for that grit and determination it needs to offset the scoring losses of Marissa Meiring and Abby Holdhouse. And she emailed back and she said, Jack, that was exactly the message that I shared with my team before the Versailles game. We've got to continue to show the grit and determination we've shown all year long. They did against Versailles. Hey, it's continuing again here tonight against Jackson Center.
Well, one thing you're never going to say about a Carlos Siegel team is that they don't make the effort.
Right.
Their effort on both ends of the floor, but especially defensively, is always outstanding, and that's been the difference so far this evening.
Jackson Center was in a shooting slump at the free throw line on Tuesday against New Knoxville. Tonight, the Lady Tigers in a shooting drought from the floor. Only one young lady has made a field goal for Jackson Center in this game, and that's Alicia Kessler.
Well, Reese hasn't scored. Elkert hadn't scored. Cassie Meyer hadn't scored. That tells you that's a bad first half.
Fort Loramie 13, Jackson Center 6 at halftime. Our report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Danklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Oh, don't miss out on great furniture priced just right to meet your needs at Goffney Furniture, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, on the web at goffneyfurniture.com at 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. Check out Goffney Furniture for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Goffney Furniture, 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. Our Local Equipment Spotlight players here at the half for the Jackson Center Tigers. We are going to recognize Vanessa Winner. And for the Fort Loramie Redskins, we are going to recognize Caitlin Lupke. We might note for you that Caitlin is a senior, daughter of Dale and Nancy, 3.65 GPA for Caitlin. A member of the Fort Loramie cross country team. The girls and boys both went to state. Fort Loramie boys did win the state. Miss Lupke takes part in Mathlete Student Council. She'll run track, the 4x8 and the mile. She's a student aide, server at Mass, participates in art club, and she will study business marketing at Ohio State. Caitlin Lupke of Fort Loramie. For Jackson Center, we highlight here at the half Vanessa Winner. She is the daughter of Jay and Colleen, and she is active in volleyball, member of the state championship volleyball team. Was Vanessa, art club, church volunteer, FFA, academia. She's a teacher's aide, participates in Fellowship Christian Athletes, 3.9 GPA for her. And she will play volleyball at Edison and study physical therapy assisting. Vanessa Winter of Jackson Center, Caitlin Lupke of Fort Loramie, highlighted tonight by Local Equipment in Jackson Center.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Local Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Local's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Local Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Local began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Local for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Local Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. And the second half starts for Jackson Center, much like the first half. A missed three ball, but then Jackson Center gets a steal at midcourt. And look at Kennedy Reese spurt down the floor. She makes a nifty driving layup. She's fouled over the shoulder. And that play by Kennedy, Chuck, may go a long way to getting Jackson Center off the snide. 13-8. That's the first field goal of the second half, and the first field goal by someone for Jackson Center other than Alicia Kessler. Foul shot by Reese up and in. She converts the three-point chance, and suddenly that 13-6 halftime lead for Fort Loramie is down to 13-9. Hattie Myers got the ball for Fort Loramie. Had a loop key between the rings to Taylor Ratterman. Meyer challenged the pass, got a finger on it. Ratterman gobbled it back up, threw it to Lupke. Lupke at the elbow on the left. Dumps it down left corner to Stang. Sarah back out to Addie Meyer. A minute gone. Third quarter. Meyer dribbles to the right. Picks up her dribble. Reese all over her. Addie needs help. 5-second count is on. Fort Loramie at the last split second conserves the possession with a timeout. 6:57 to go in the third. Fort Loramie girls ahead by four on scoresbroadcast.com.
Holloway Sportswear in Sydney features the full game plan of athletic apparel, bags, fan gear, warm-ups, outerwear, and much more. Deep color offerings, unbeatable quality, and the latest trends in high-performance fabrics. Holloway gets fans, coaches, and athletes to the bonus line with extras that help fashion their games. Check your local sporting goods store and rule the sideline with Holloway Sportswear. Download catalogs and view product videos at HollowayUSA.com.
Fort Loramie inbounding right in front of the Redskins bench. Lupke does the honors. Bounces ahead to Hattie Meyer, who fakes left, goes right. Gives it up to Lupke on the arc. 6:40 left to go, third quarter, 13-9, Fort Loramie leads. Here's Rayanne Fry back to the basket, right corner Lupke. Kessler trails her. Lupke's got an opening down the lane, left it short, no good. Kessler yanks down the rebound, outlet to Cameron Elkert. She drives against Hattie Meyer, flips it up, shoveling from the knees. It rolled out, no good. Rebound Fort Loramie, foul Jackson Center. Boy, the Tigers have got shots up and on the rim. They just won't go down. A lid on it for Jackson Center. Three field goals for Jackson Center. How many buckets from the floor for Fort Loramie, Chuck? Not many more than that.
They've got four, but two of them are threes, so that gives them a little bit of an advantage. That's the difference, really.
Seven made field goals in this game. Here's Kennedy Reese defending Hattie Meyer. As Hattie brings it down, top of the key, stops, and moves that pivot foot ever so slightly. Right call from the official. It's a travel. Jackson Center gets it back. Good matchup out high. Reese and Hattie Meyer. Kennedy gives it up on the play to Clark. Oh, very good defense on the play by Fort Loramie. Ball poked away and swiped by the Redskins. Nice job by Fort Loramie, which got the steal. Who gets credit for that one, Chuck?
Sarah Stang.
Here's a long three, high left, Taylor Ratterman. Bullseye, she's got it. Good assist from Hattie Meyer to find Taylor for her first points of this game. 16-9 Fort Loramie. which has made Jackson Center pay from behind the arc. 7-point lead Redskins. Outside the arc on the left, it's Meyer to Reese, right corner Elkert, shot fake. Baseline post, Clark back to the basket, powers to the rim, no good. Weak side rebound, Meyer, who throws it away. Fort Laramie's Rayan Fry has it and cannot hang on. Jackson Center gets it back.
It's time, if Jackson's going to be in this game, it's time for Cassie Meyer as a senior to take this thing over for the Tigers.
Yep, she's got to lift the team up. Fort Laramie up 7, and the way the Redskins have played defense all year long in the last couple weeks, especially for a 7 or 8 point lead owned by the Redskins, is significant.
It seems bigger than that.
Right. Cassie Meyer's got the ball 25 feet away for Jackson Center, dribbles to the top of the key, back to the basket. Leaves it behind her for Reese. Back to Meyer. Give and go. Baseline right. Below the rim against Lukey. And she scores. Cassie Meyer answering the call from Chuck McBee.
That's her first basket.
Yep. First point to the game for Cassie Meyer. And she went strong to the rim. Here's a breakout steal by Cassie at the timeline. Bolts the other way. Left it short on the layup. She had a gimme. Taylor Adams has got the rebound for Fort Laramie, which is up 5, 16-11. 4:40 left in the third quarter. Head coach Carlos Siegel wants a timeout. 5-point lead Redskins on scoresbroadcast.com.
The rules of dinner are changing at Frisch's Big Boy. New rule number one, you don't have to spend a lot to get a lot. Because right now, you can get 5 delicious dinners, each just $7.99. Country fried steak or chicken, roast beef, turkey or meatloaf, plus green beans and mashed potatoes with gravy. So you'll have no problem with an old dinner rule. Finish what's on your plate. Dinner rules at Frisch's Big Boy.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Hello, my name is Maddie Fortman, a senior cheerleader at Fort Laramie High School. You're listening to scoresbroadcast.com and the exciting basketball action of the Fort Laramie Redskins. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Fort Laramie's got the ball, 4.5 to go third quarter. It goes into the post, and then it's dished to the arc, out of bounds, it sails. Bad pass by Fort Laramie, Jackson Center down 5, in possession now. Here come the Tigers to midcourt. It is Kennedy Reese on the right to Cameron Elkert. Straight away it goes to Kristen Ware, 5'11 senior, now to Meyer. Skips it all the way across the floor to Elkert. Low post right to Kessler. And then it goes to Elker, who tries to re-enter the post. Good overplay by Fort Laramie, which causes a bad pass.
Well, they don't have to worry right now about the outside shooting of Jackson because they haven't made anything. So they're really surrounding Kessler at this point.
Jackson Center trying very hard to get the ball reversed quickly and then enter it to the post. Fort Laramie's defense is up to the task. Lupke missed a 3-point shot, deflected. Oh, the garbage is picked up down inside and laid in on the play by Sarah Stang.
Yep, she was right on the spot.
18-11, Fort Laramie's got its biggest advantage, 7. 3:40 to go, third quarter. Errant jumper by Lupke. Somebody from Jackson Center might have gotten a fingertip on it, but Stang alertly got the short shot and stuck it back in. Foul line. Meyer back to the basket for Jackson Center. And it's on the deck. Ball's loose. Hattie Meyer dives on it. And Fort Laramie gets the benefit of the arrow.
Well, they had the 7-point lead at the half. And Jackson keeps getting a little bit closer, but they keep pushing it back out to that 7-point advantage.
18-11. Fort Laramie in the lead by 7. 3:10 to go in the third quarter. Lupke's got the ball 30 feet away for Fort Laramie. Skips it on top to Hattie Meyer. Meyer picked up by Reese. Now back to Lupke.
Lupke hangs on. Coming out to catch in the right wing, it's Hunter Bargy for Fort Loramie. Now to Meyer. Fort Loramie milking the clock, ahead by 7. Jackson Center's been limited to 11. Here's Rayanne Fry deep in the left corner. She's got an avenue, takes it to the rim, left it short, no good. Hunter Bargy got the rebound, swatted away though by Jackson Center. Outlet pass to Cameron Elkert. Foul line to Kessler. She squares up, doesn't shoot. Goes opposite to Meyer. Shot fake, baseline left. Pull-up jumper, banked it in. Oh, a nice play by Cassie Meyer. That's that stop on a dime pull-up shot you were talking about, Chuck.
Yeah, she's an outstanding offensive player. Loramie just doing a good job on her.
18-13. Fort Loramie up 5. 2:19 to go third quarter. Ball skip cross-court to Sarah Stang for Fort Loramie. And she takes a hop, step, and a jump into the paint. Defensive foul, Tigers. Ball out of bounds to Fort Loramie. Team foul situation, not a factor. Two on Jackson Center, one on Fort Loramie in this half. Baseline throwing in is Hattie Meyer, out back to Rayanne Fry for Fort Loramie. Crossover dribble behind the foul line. Let's go, a 17-footer. Missed it off the heel. Long rebound to Kessler. Loops it down the floor for Elkert. It goes over her head, out of bounds. Jackson Center would like to get it out and run, but the Tigers, in their haste, turn it over. Fort Loramie to midcourt. It's Addie Meyer, picked up by Kennedy Reese. 1:50 left in the third. 18-13 Redskins. Here's Rayanne Fry, elbow on the right. Stops and hits an 18-footer just inside the arc. Boy, she shot that in fluid motion, Chuck.
She has always been kind of a streaky shooter. She is becoming a scorer now.
Yep, I mentioned in the pregame, we talked about her. As she goes, so goes Fort Loramie quite often. The lead is 7, 20-13. Here is Jackson Center getting the ball down inside to Kessler. She missed the 7-footer short, and body stumble on the rebound. It's a foul over the back on Jackson Center. Kristen Ware on the back of a Redskin. And down by 7 is Jackson Center, Fort Loramie, with 1:19 left in the third, can push the lead out to 9 or 10 here. Dribbling is Hattie Meyer, 25 feet away. Meyer dribbles, stops, foul line extended left. Gives it behind her to Rayanne Fry. How many points now for Rayanne, Chuck?
She has 10 of the 20.
Mm-hmm. Here's Rayanne Fry, head of the keys, got an opening. Barrels down the right side of the lane, slapped out of bounds by Jackson Center. 57.3 to go, third quarter. Fort Loramie 20, Jackson Center 13. Lupke steps off the floor for Fort Loramie. Redskins have Stang and Rayanne Fry out there. Hunter Bargy in as well. Ball inbound to deep right corner. Rayanne Fry, and she launches a high arching floater. Rimmed out, circled the iron, wouldn't go down. Tough break. Rebound poked out of bounds by Fort Loramie. Jackson Center possession. Boy, that shot by Rayanne stayed in, Chuck. The lead would have swollen to 10, and Jackson Center would have been in a world of hurt.
That was the first miss. He's 2-for-3 shooting threes tonight.
40 seconds to go, third quarter. 25 feet away is Elkert. Midcourt to Reese. She's doubled. Harassing defense before Loramie's got Jackson Center shaken. Reese picks up her dribble. Now goes to Hickey, who's on the floor now for the Tigers with 28 seconds to go in the third. Reese back to Hickey. Hickey hangs on. Goes foul line to Kessler, squares up, doesn't shoot. Right wing to Hickey. Hickey on the bounce. Left-hand dribble, weaves to Reese with 14 to go. Boy, this segment of the game right here symbolizing Fort Loramie's defense the entire contest. And then Kessler gets a little crease, and she bolts to the basket from the high post and banks it in. And there is a foul called, blocking on Fort Loramie.
That's a big possession right there.
Indeed, you're so right, Chuck. It is 22-15 in favor of Fort Loramie. Rayanne Fry had a 3 go in and out. Kessler gets a bucket for Jackson Center and converts the foul shot. She's had a very good game. 6 seconds to go in the third. Fort Loramie up 4. Taylor Ratterman bounces cross-court to Hunter Bargy with a second left. Interception by Kennedy Reese. And the third quarter concludes. Fort Laramie up 4, 20-16 on scoresbroadcast.com.
A master's in business administration from Bluffton University can make a big difference in your life.
I really benefited from the master's degree at Bluffton University. It opened doors for me for career opportunities and expanded my earning power.
Gene Heath, director of cancer care at the Upper Valley Medical Center, says the Bluffton program is convenient. Finish in 2 years, go one night a week.
I was able to continue my career, raise a family, and earn a master's degree all at the same time.
Take Bluffton MBA courses at Edison and Pickwick, Northwest State in Archbold, or the Bluffton main campus. Engage in interactive learning from outstanding university professors.
Career-minded adult students want collaboration in the classroom. This Bluffton program provides a rich, in-depth learning experience.
Phone 800-488-3257 or go to bluffton.edu. Under academics, click on degrees, then graduate programs.
Do it like I did in 2 years, just a class a week.
The Bluffton MBA with YOU in mind.
And so many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to Geyers Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. Customer service with a smile at Geyers in Fort Laramie. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Laramie, a tire sale you'll never get tired of. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman at Tom and Jerry's, TomJerry's.com, TomJerry's.com. Fort Laramie with possession. We start the fourth quarter. Taylor Ratterman's got the ball 25 feet away. 20-16 Redskins. Left side pass to Lupke. Kennedy Reese all over her. Back out to Ratterman. Cassie Meyer guards the point. Ratterman to the foul line. Near side pass. Goes on the play to Fort Laramie teammate Brooke Ratterman. Back out to Taylor. Half minute has been spent here in the fourth. Redskins up four. Here's a pass from Taylor Ratterman, far side, intended for Stang. It missed her. It goes out of bounds. Jackson Center with an opening now, Chuck.
Well, they picked up the defensive intensity right there and put a lot of pressure on them at midcourt.
Opportunity for Jackson Center to trim the deficit down to 2 or 1. Here's Kennedy Reese with a bad pass, broken up by Hattie Meyer. Oh, what a play by Hattie. She broke it up, saved it inbounds off the leg of Cassie Meyer. Splendid play by Hattie Meyer of Fort Laramie. And the Redskins get it right back.
Well, they cannot afford too many empty possessions here in the fourth quarter.
Hattie Meyer, top of the circle, weaves to Lukey. Right wing Stang, ball high over her head. On top, Lukey puts it on the deck. Left side to Ray and Fry. Good defense by Cameron Elkert. Ball thrown to Stang, back to the basket, mid-post, back out to Addie Meyer near mid-court. 6:55 to go in the game. Fort Laramie up 4, 20-16. Understand the Anna girls lead Bodkins by 11 at the half. Here's Rayanne Fry straight away, trifecta, no good, off to the left. Rebounded by Jackson Center. Tigers with a second possession to cut it to 2. Kennedy Reese charges down the right side of the floor. Goes near side. On the play to Elkert. Elkert romps to the baseline, pulls up, doesn't shoot, back to Kessler. Ball high overhead. Cross court it goes to Reese. Reese being checked very tightly by Hattie Meyer. Kennedy circles on top, foul line, wants to shoot. Hattie reaches in, gets a mitt on the ball. Let's see if it's ruled a two-shot foul, or is it ball out of bounds?
They'll call it out of bounds, which is the correct call.
Right. Yeah, Chuck, Anna at Bodkins. Anna girls lead Bodkins by 11 at the start of the third quarter. Inbounding, Jackson Center, low on the left, it's Kessler, back to the basket. Spin move in the lane, little hook shot, high off the backboard, hangs on the rim, it goes down. In there, Alicia Kessler, sparkling game for Jackson Center, which is within 2. 6 minutes to go in the fourth. Dribbling right, Hattie Meyer pulls up at the elbow. Right corner, Taylor Ratterman. High arching three, hit the rim, no good. Kessler jerks down the rebound for Jackson Center, which can tie here. Backcourt to Cassie Meyer. Meyer pulls up between the circles. Left side pass, Elkert. Throws into the lane to Alicia Kessler. Through her arms, it goes into the hands of Fort Laramie. Redskins bring it down. Deep in the right corner, Taylor Ratterman. Critical couple minutes of the game right here. Ratterman baseline right, checked defensively by Jackson Center, which knocks her down. She got a little physical with her on the baseline that time.
Radiman inbounding baseline right for Fort Laramie. Jackson Center takes a full timeout. 5:28 to go in the fourth. Redskins lead only two on scoresbroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bainbow Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bainbauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bainbauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bainbauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bainbauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bainbauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
Fort Laramie clings to a two-point lead over Jackson Center, Chuck, but the Tigers' defense has slowed Fort Laramie down big time here in the fourth quarter.
Well, yeah, they've scored 13 in the first half. They've only scored 7 here in the second half so far.
Baseline right of the basket. Fort Laramie entering the ball. It's Lupke. Zoning underneath the basket is Jackson Center. Bodies fall down in the lane away from the ball. It's a foul against Kristen Ware of Jackson Center. That's team foul 5 on the Tigers.
That's a tough break for them because they had it in a 4 count and they were not going to get the ball inbound.
I think you're right, Chuck. Break for Fort Laramie for sure. Ball inbounded to Stang in the left corner. Out high to Lupke. Lupke gives it up to Taylor Radiman between the circles. Back to Lupke. High left. Holding is Lupke. Lobs right corner. Rayanne Fry. She's been the money shooter for Fort Laramie in this game. That pass for Rayanne, a little lengthy, and she cannot collect it. It's out of bounds to Jackson Center, which again has a chance to tie this game up. Cassie Meyer at midcourt. 5 minutes left in the fourth quarter. 20-18. Fort Laramie head but two. Ball thrown to Elker, 25 feet away on the left. Now to Kennedy Reese, top of the circle. Kennedy holds, almost walks, gives it up to Cassie Meyer, 25 feet away.
She did walk, they just didn't call it.
It looked like her pivot foot did slide. High post, Kessler, 18 feet out, puts it on the deck, goes to the foul line, clawed away by Rayanne Fry, loose ball, gobbled up by Taylor Radiman. She streaks the other way, goes below the rim, tries to make a wraparound pass, and is hacked on the arm. Team foul 6 on Jackson Center. And the rest of the way, Fort Laramie is in the bonus. Still a two-point game. Redskins up. 4:38 to go in the fourth. Ball inbound to the Lupke. Back to Hattie Meyer. Ball high overhead for Hattie. Ball flipped outside the arc on the left to Taylor Radiman. Reverse to Hattie Meyer. In the top of the circle, Stang. She tries to squeeze off a pass to the post. Swipe by Jackson Center. Kennedy Reese, a bust out the other way. Shot it with the left hand. Missed it. Rebound Elkert. Hand off to Kessler. No good from 4 feet. And over the back foul on Jackson Center, which missed a golden opportunity right there to get even.
They're shooting the ball so tightly. I mean, Kessler had an easy three-footer, and she didn't shoot it. She just kind of tried to guide it up there.
4:11 to go in the fourth, and I mentioned that Jackson Center had picked up its sixth foul seconds ago. That was the seventh one-and-one time for Lupke. Fort Laramie has been money in the bank the last few weeks at the stripe. And Lupke makes it. She earns the bonus. Fort Laramie's ahead by 3, 21-18, 4:11 to go in the game. Tigers had chances, Chuck, multiple ones to get even.
Yeah, they need to score this next time down.
Lupke, one dribble, second free throw in again. 22-18 in favor of Fort Laramie. 4 minutes even to go in the fourth quarter. Cassie Meyer to midcourt for Jackson Center. Cassie dribbles, goes behind the back, hands off to Kennedy Reese. Oh, it's in tight quarters. Fort Laramie busted that play up. Ball went out of bounds.
Well, this is where they struggle. They just don't handle the ball on the perimeter as well as they need to. Cassie Meyer to Cameron Elkert near the timeline for Jackson Center. Cameron veers left. Now to Reese. Reese hangs on through the top of the key, right side to Cassie. Dropped it, got it back. Starts a drive on Rayanne Fry, who checked her too aggressively. Common foul, number four on Fort Loramie. 3:46 to go in the game. Redskins ahead by four. Cassie Meyer, the playmaker, below the rim on the right. Looks for Kessler in the paint. Can't get it to her. Lobs it way out back to Kennedy Reese. Reese left-hand dribble. Now Elkert high left. Now Cassie Meyer. Meyer 25 feet away. High-low lob down into Kessler. Difficult play to complete because Fort Loramie had it defended with three young ladies. It's eventually caught by Jackson Center, but a traveling call ensues.
It is so hard to throw a pass down to the block from the top of the key, especially when there's three defenders down there.
3:28 to go in the game. Fort Loramie still up by four. Jackson Center, the last minute and a half, has come up dry. Here's Taylor Routerman, sprints down the lane, dropped the ball on the floor, and it is taken away nicely by Kristen Ware of Jackson Center. To Reese at midcourt, it goes behind the back. 3 minutes to go in the game. Bounce pass, Reese near side for Elkert, and it goes astray out of bounds.
I would like to see Jackson run some kind of a play that frees Cassie Meyer up for a three right now.
Yeah, Cassie's got to get shots down the stretch. That's all there is to it.
Well, she had two baskets in a row for her only 4 points. She hasn't taken a shot here in the fourth quarter.
Meanwhile, Fort Loramie wants to keep the basketball in the hands of its perimeter players, including Rayanne Fry, who's got the ball near the timeline. As Hattie Meyer got it to her out of trouble, and head coach Carla Siegel asked for a timeout. 2:52 to go in the fourth, and Fort Loramie leads 22-18 over Jackson Center on scoresbroadcast.com.
When your car is down, get a lift from Sydney Car Care.
My husband and I have tried a lot of car repair shops. Without any question, we are most satisfied with Sydney Car Care.
Sydney Car Care repairs all makes and models of cars and trucks, foreign and domestic.
Todd Brown, Corey Shreves, their quality workmanship is second to none.
I just want people to come in here and get to know Corey and I. We truly enjoy repairing cars. We'll treat your car like we would our own.
Todd and Corey at Sydney Car Care total more than 40 years of outstanding automotive work for you, the customer.
You just can't beat Sydney Car Care.
Bob Barno has been bending pipe and putting exhaust systems on for the last 30 years in this building. It could be a $30 quick fix up to a custom exhaust system on your 65 Vet or whatever. He's just the best exhaust guy around, period.
Formerly McLean Service Center, Sydney Car Care is at 1080 4th Avenue in Sydney between the hospital and drive-in.
They give your cars the best care at Sydney Car Care. It just makes sense. Dollars and cents.
Call 492-9495 for Sydney Car Care. Prompt and priced right.
Now Fort Loramie after the timeout inbounds, and Rayanne Fry drives into the lane. Missed the shot. Rebound Jackson Center. Steal by Hattie Meyer, and she's got the gimme. Hattie Meyer with a big game-turning play. A swipe by her to give Fort Loramie a six-point lead. It came after Rayanne Fry had missed, and Jackson Center had snatched the rebound. And the pickoff by Hattie Meyer, the ensuing layup, timeout Jackson Center, which is down four with 2:32 to play here in the fourth. Chuck will keep it right here and let our listeners know that if scores in the Shelby County League remain as they are right now, with Anna beating Botkins and Fort Loramie ahead of Jackson Center by six, there will be three teams atop the standings in the girls' race: Jackson Center, Fort Loramie, Rushi, all with one loss. If Botkins continues to stay behind at Anna and lose that game, Botkins would suffer its second. It is a toss-up Shelby County League race on the girls' side this year, that's for sure. Down to six, Jackson Center enters at midcourt, and the Tigers have suffered a drought now, not having scored in close to 4 minutes. Cassie Meyer at midcourt for Jackson Center, which is down six. 2:20 left to go. Meyer dribbles right corner. Baseline. She's double-teamed. Leans in and cleverly draws the two-shot foul. She was hounded. Didn't have a good look, but made things happen to get to the stripe.
She needs to make free throws now.
2:21 left in this game. Fort Loramie up by 6. Fouled the active shooting. Cassie gets a couple and misses the first one. It is off the heel. It is no good. Yep, Jackson Center was 2 of 10 at the stripe on Tuesday versus New Knoxville, and the woes continue for the Lady Tigers at the free throw line tonight. Second shot by Cassie Meyer. 1, 2, 3 bounces, and you could tell when it left her hand, that was also long. It hit the flange, kicked out to Fort Loramie, which is in business, in the 1-1 and up 6 with 2:10 to go in the game. Left side pass, Lupke on the dribble, guarded by Kennedy Reese. Lupke being hassled on a weave now to Stang out near midcourt, near side to Taylor Adaman. Fort Loramie inviting a foul from Jackson Center. There it is, as Cassie Meyer gives the knee to Taylor Ratterman. One and one for Fort Loramie. Team foul 8 on Jackson Center. A minute 58 to go in the fourth. Ratterman to stretch the lead to 7, maybe 8. She needs the first one and gets it. Taylor Ratterman calmly drops it in. Redskins continue the very good free throw shooting.
They were 3 of 6 at the half. They've made all 3 of their attempts here in the fourth quarter.
Next one by Taylor. On the money as well. And the lead for Fort Loramie has swollen to 8. A minute 55 to go in the game. Couple foul shots by Taylor Ratterman, making a 26-18 contest. Here's Kennedy Reese dribbling in the left corner. Tries to go back door for Cassie Meyer. Broken up by Fort Loramie. Goes out of bounds. Now Fort Loramie spying on Cassie right now. She's the go-to person for Fort Loramie. Ball lobbed into Kessler in the lane. Wheels and deals. Hooks it. Missed it. But a foul against Fort Loramie. Clock stops. A minute 44 to go. 2 free throws for Kessler of Jackson Center. And she's been sharp here tonight, Chuck.
She's had the only, what you would call, good game for the Tigers.
4, 5, 6 dribbles for Alicia. Shots in the air. In. 26-19 Fort Loramie.
I agree with the foul. I don't agree with the back. It was in the back to shooting.
Second one here by Alicia. Couple bounces up and good. 26-20. Fort Loramie's lead is 6 over Jackson Center. Midcourt, Hattie Meyer veers left. Reese all over her. Hattie gives it up left corner to Stang. Stang doubled. Oh, that pass is intercepted. Good anticipation by Cassie Meyer. Cassie on the left-hand dribble. She's tripped as she enters the half court. And that is Fort Loramie's 7th. Cassie to the line to redeem herself for the 2 previous misses. Fort Loramie's ahead by 4. A minute 27 to go. Cassie Meyer, charity stripe. Missed a pair in the last 30 seconds. This one is in. She took a little off that shot, Chuck, compensating for the 2 strong free throws previously. Nothing but net there, and it's 26-21 Fort Loramie.
And if they can get this thing down to 4, then you got to decide who you want to foul.
Couple of dribbles. Meyer hits again. 26-22. Fort Loramie ahead by 4. And in backcourt, Jackson Center pressuring, knocking down Rayanne Fry. Team foul 9 on Jackson Center. The last of the 1-on-1 situations here for Fort Loramie.
That was kind of a silly foul. And you got Hattie Meyer up there. She has not shot any. So the front end of the 1-on-1 is tougher to shoot than 2, which was what they're going to have after the next foul.
I tell you, both situations are tough for me. If my free throw line is at the, you know, that little circle in the college game below the basket, my free throw line is there, I might be able to make it. In and out on the foul shot by Fort Loramie. Rebound down to Jackson Center. A minute 16 to go. The spread is 4. Myers got the ball high right. Skips it near side for Kennedy Reese. It's high. It goes off her hand out of bounds.
It's 11 turnovers for the Tigers in the second half. 16 for the game.
Third and fourth periods alone, 11 miscues by Jackson Center. And those floor errors will wind up
being the difference in this game in the second half here should Fort Laramie hang on to win. Here's a loose ball at midcourt. Ball deflected. Goes into backcourt. Addie Meyer fell down. Taylor Ratterman raced to it. Got it. Fort Laramie survives the possession. Hooking foul out 25 feet from the rim against Kennedy Reese of Jackson Center. Double bonus time for the freshman, Taylor Ratterman, who had ice water in her veins last trip there.
Yeah, she's 13 of 16 coming into the game, and she's 2 for 2, so that's 15 of the free throw line. That's pretty darn good for a freshman, for
yep.
sure.
Hattie eyes the goal, shooting 84% at the stripe on the year, and she buries it. Did I say Hattie? I should have said Taylor Ratterman.
Taylor Ratterman, yep.
Now 16 for 19 on the year. 55 ticks left to go in the game. Fort Laramie up 5. Fort Laramie up 6. Taylor Ratterman drains a pair. 28-22 Fort Laramie. Here comes Jackson Center. Right side pass to Cassie Meyer. Right through her hands. It goes out of bounds. And that was caused by an overplay from Fort Laramie. Wow, the Redskins defense has been sparkling. A lot of deflections. The tank defense has caused Jackson Center to cough up some receptions and to make errant throws. Body foul, Kennedy Reese, 70 feet from the basket with 46 ticks to go. 28-22 Fort Laramie, which shoots free throws again. Boy, that has been the recipe for success for Fort Laramie, Chuck, in this four-game win streak. Excellent free throw shooting, fine defense, and clutch late in games. And look at that free throw by Hattie Meyer of Fort Laramie. It had a lot of loft to it, way up in the air, hit the front rim, and gingerly bounced to the back rim. Kerplunk, it went through.
Summertime, that would have drawn rain.
Hattie swishes that one. She nets the second one, doesn't even touch the rim.
8 for 9 free throws in the fourth quarter. There's your difference.
Exactly. 30-22 Fort Laramie. 40 seconds to go in the fourth. Here's Cassie Meyer bouncing deep in the right corner to Cameron Elkert, who flies a 15-footer short, no good. Rebound Kennedy Reese on the weak side, banked it hard. Kessler on the stick back. Boy, she is the only young lady who has sparkled here tonight for Jackson Center. She gets two more. Tigers get a timeout. 29.1 left, 30-24 in favor of Fort Laramie. Like to let you know that we're on the web here tonight on scorersbroadcast.com. Thanks to Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville, providing high-tech computer solutions such as PC and network repair, upgrades, tutoring, data recovery, data transfer, and more. And Adams Tech Solutions repairs mobile devices, including phones and handhelds. Adam Rice, high-quality computer service on time. Phone him at 937-538-6948, 538-6948. And Adam is also into the specialty advertising business right now. You see a lot of Adam Rice produced T-shirts around the Upper Miami Valley. So give Adam Rice a call, not only for computer solutions, but for specialty advertising items like T-shirts. Adam Rice, Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville. 29.1 to go in the fourth. Fort Laramie ball at the end of the floor. Eight players in backcourt as Stang gets it into Rayanne Fry. 25 seconds to go in the game. Fort Laramie in the lead by 6. Rayanne fires a bullet down the floor to Taylor Ratterman. She catches, bear hugs it, and is tripped right in front of the Redskins bench. And Taylor gets two more at the stripe. She invited that foul, Chuck, because she wants to shoot him.
She didn't want to give it up, and that's what somebody who has confidence at the free throw line does.
Yes, indeed. 6-point lead, Fort Laramie, 18.9 remaining. Taylor Ratterman eyes the goal, dips the knees. Front rim, it hangs and comes off. Fort Laramie 30, Jackson Center 24. Jackson Center had this game down to a 20-18 contest for about, nearly 2 minutes, at least four possessions, and could not get the game tied, and that was the turning point. Second free throw, Ratterman got it. Redskins have been special at the stripe. Up 7, 14 seconds to go. Kennedy Reese foul line out to Cassie Meyer. She hoists up a long 3, misses everything. Rebound Hattie Meyer for Fort Laramie. And the final seconds will run down, and that is...
his gift. It's all over. The Fort Laramie Redskins have defeated the Jackson Center Tigers 31-24. Splendid defense by the Redskins, who advanced out of 8-3 on the year, having won their fifth in a row. Fort Laramie now 4-1 in the Shelby County League. Jackson Center 3-1 by half game. The Redskins take over the league lead as Fort Laramie defeats Jackson Center. Ahead from start to finish for the Redskins here tonight, 31-24, as Jackson Center never could get its offense untracked. Alicia Kessler was very good tonight for Jackson Center, but that was it. Chuck will have all the scoring for you momentarily. Many thanks to our underwriting sponsors tonight, including American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie, Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, Sydney Body Car Star, 175 North Stolly in Sydney, Troy Body Car Star, 15 South Kings Chapel in Troy, the U.S. Bank with 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. And thanks as well to Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. The Bluffton University MBA program finished in 2 years, go one night a week. Brookins in Fort Laramie, no good eating place quite like it. Custom Foam Products in Fort Laramie, a world-class supplier. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings. Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney. At Frisch's, what's your favorite thing? The in-between, just south of Botkins, where the food's not in-between, it's out of this world. And John Hemp Imagery in Sydney, he gives you his best shot. Chuck, big win for the Redskins.
Yeah, put them in first place. And that's a place where they're used to being, so it doesn't feel strange to them to be on top.
Scoring Rayanne Fry was outstanding, and a big punch late from Taylor Ratterman.
Fry scored 10 through 3, and then Ratterman scored, it was 5 of 6, and had 8 points in the second half. He also got 4 points from Sarah Stang and 4 from Hattie Meyer. On the other side, it was Alicia Kessler with 13 and Cassie Meyer with 6. Cameron Elford didn't score. Kennedy Reese had 3, and that was it.
As Jackson Center simply could not muster up enough offense in this game. Fort Laramie only produced 31 points, but boy, that constant staple for head coach Carlos Siegel's team defense was certainly a bear. It was a bear tonight for Jackson Center, which could not deal with it. And again, second half turnovers for the Tigers, too many for sure.
Well, this team had 17 turnovers, but Jackson turned it over 12 times in the second half, and that was the key of the game. And you look at the Clancy's players of the game for Fort Laramie, I'm going to go with Taylor Ratterman. I thought she was just terrific. And that ice water down the stretch shooting free throws.
Yep.
And obviously on the other side, it's got to be Alicia Kessler.
Clancy's in Sydney, Wapak Avenue. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
All the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
And so many thanks tonight to John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. John gives you his best shot, the in-between, located south of Botkins, where the food is not in-between. It's out of this world. Primary Eye Care Associates, Sydney, Troy, Fort Loramie, St. Paris, and Jackson Center. Take a long look at Primary Eye Care on the web at primaryeyecare.org. Sydney Car Care, South 4th in Sydney, between the drive-in and the hospital. Fair price, fast service. Sydney Car Care, 492-9495. These Rushi Game sponsors, big shout-outs to the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum from Rushi on the web with us here on scoresbroadcast.com. Since the basketball tournament last year, Francis Schulze Company, Superior Aluminum in Rushi, gratitude to them. Along with these ANA sponsors, Adams Tech Solutions, on-time high-tech computer solutions, plus some advertising specialty items available to you, including T-shirts from Adam Rice at Adams Tech Solutions and Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna, which has grown to include 8 divisions. And these Fort Loramie Game sponsors, Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timberman at Tom and Jerry's on the web at TomJerry's.com. M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of. And Geyer's Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, customer service with a smile since 1922. Fort Loramie with the 7-point win tonight advances to 8-3 on the year. Winners of 5 in a row, now 4-1 atop the Shelby County League standings. Jackson Center has lost 2 in a row. Tigers now 7-2, 3-1 in Shelby County League play. Last score we heard, Anna led Botkins by double digits late in the third quarter of that game at Botkins. Coming up on Saturday, Botkins is at New Bremen in a non-league game for those two schools. Fairlawn's at Anna in Shelby County League girls play. Houston's at Jackson Center, and we've got the Fort Loramie at Rushi game for you. Tip-off 2:30 on the web online on Scores Broadcast at 2:10 Saturday afternoon. Don't forget tomorrow night, Fort Loramie boys at Rushi, Shelby County League lead on the line as the Raiders try to derail the unbeaten Fort Loramie Redskins. 8 o'clock tip on the web at 7:40. Looking forward to that game tomorrow night, Chuck.
Should be a good one. And I guess this was kind of a revenge game tonight for Loramie. Mm-hmm. And tomorrow night it's Rushi remembering how they got knocked out of the tournament last year at Piqua. So
well said. Mm-hmm. So some exciting action coming up here on scoresbroadcast.com, including a game Saturday night from Anna. Marion Local from the Midwest Athletic Conference takes on Nate Barhorse, Anna Rockets at Anna. Understand that tip-off is at 8 on Saturday night, webcast time at 7:40. Rhett Gish is our scoresbroadcast.com chief engineer. Chuck McBee alongside on...
What does he do?
Stats, color, on-site engineering.
I've never figured out what he does.
And thanks to Chuck, thanks to Rhett. Again, our final score from here at Fort Loramie, the Redskins defeat the Jackson Center Tigers 31-24.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.